In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
A very special welcome to St. Benedict's. If you're here visiting us for the first time, we're so happy that you're here, and we hope that you feel at home among us. I'm glad you made it through the storm. I'm glad you're here. We have to thank God. We fared much better than many of our neighbors down in the Keys, in the west coast of Florida, and throughout the Caribbean. And we're going to be talking a little bit about that at the end of the service. Every parish has characters, special characters. St. Benedict certainly has a handful of them, or maybe more than a handful. And there was this one character in a parish that told her priest, you know, I've really gone through this conversion experience. I feel like God has touched my life, and I want to share with the congregation. Can I share my testimony? Now, the priest hesitated for a while, and after scratching his head a little bit, he said, okay, after communion, you can share your testimony. And the lady got up, and she stood at the podium, and she said, well, sisters and brothers in the congregation, I got to tell you, God has touched my heart. I feel this incredible conversion has taken place. God has really touched me, has healed me. You know, for a long time, I had this uncle that I really, really hated. I despised him. He was mean to me when I was a kid, mean to my parents, and so I really, really hated this uncle for a long, long time. And I used to always think, well, if he dies, I won't go to his funeral. But now that God has converted me and changed my heart, I have a new thought. I'm ready to go to his funeral whenever the time comes. Forgiveness. Forgiveness is not about what you feel. And forgiveness is not about the first thing that comes to mind when you hear that word. There's a reason why Peter asked Jesus that question. Should we forgive 7 times? The biblical number 7 means something very important. In Hebrew and in ancient cultures, it was a number of perfection, of completeness. And so Peter thought he was being a real good disciple, by the way, when he asked Jesus that question, should I forgive 7 times? He thought, gosh, that's pretty generous. And Jesus always takes it up a notch. Jesus looked at Peter and he said, no, Peter, not 7 times, but 77 times. According to the NRSV version we just read, if you read the King James and other English versions, it'll be 70 times, 7 times. But it means that Jesus always takes it up a notch. In other words, Jesus says to Peter, don't forgive according to what you think it's perfect. Forgive the way that God forgives, without limits. For we know God's mercy endures forever. So the forgiveness of God is so different from our forgiveness. So you've got to be careful when you think you're being a good follower of Jesus, when you think you're being a good forgiver, that you're not just forgiving according to your own concept of forgiveness, but that we go back to what this biblical concept of forgiveness really is about. Because Jesus is inviting Peter to think about forgiveness, the way that Jesus calls us to forgive. In one of his great sermons, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., sermon entitled, I believe, is Love Your Enemies, he tells a story of the presidential campaign of Abraham Lincoln. And during Abraham Lincoln's campaign, there was a certain gentleman, one of his opponents, who would get up at public town hall meetings and say, you don't want to elect that tall, lanky, ignorant man as your president. And he did that all over the place. And that went on and on for a long time, and people knew about it. Well, one day, once President Lincoln was sitting down with his cabinet, they were looking for a precedent of war. Now, I would imagine that to today's language, that would translate into the defense secretary, I guess. Someone like the defense secretary. So a very important top-level position. And Mr. Lincoln, President Lincoln, said, "Oh, I choose Mr. Stanton." And when he mentioned his name, one of his top advisors there said, "But Mr. President, you can't do that. Don't you remember? That's the man that during your campaign was ridiculing you. He said you were that tall, lanky, ignorant man that should not be elected." And President Lincoln looked at his advisor and said, "I read all that. I even heard all that myself. But I'm looking for the best man for the job. And as I look across the country, he is the best man for this job." See, you cannot forgive the Jesus way if you hold a grudge, if you live in resentment. Resentment is not the Jesus way. The Jesus way is true forgiveness. And Abraham Lincoln was exercising what today's gospel tells us we must do. Not just forgive seven times, no, forgive the way that God forgives, with that completeness, without resentment, being able to really let go. Let go. Now, we sometimes confuse forgiving with forgetting, right? So you say forgive and forget. It's easy to say, but it's not easy to do. Now, I was just a priest a few days, and not too far away from here, St. Clement's in Fort Lauderdale, I was 25 years old, and I was saying one of my first weekday services, and my Irish pastor mentor was saying to me the night before, "Oh, lad, when you get to the altar there, there's going to be a little paper, and in that little paper, you're going to see the person's names. You just say the name before you start the Mass." Now, of course, I was so new that I was just concerned about, where's the bread? Where's the wine? You know, where's the book? How do you flip the pages? Where does it start? And I totally forgot to mention the intention of the day. Well, at the end of the service, a little lady that was about this big, but she had the longest finger I've ever seen in my life, she put her finger in front of my nose and said, "Father, I forgive, but I don't forget. You didn't mention my husband's name." Wow. When I heard her words, "I forgive, but I don't forget," when I saw her eyes and I saw her look, I didn't feel very forgiven, by the way. And I never thought she would ever forget. I know I never did. I tried to explain to her that I was still kind of new and I was looking to... No explanation would appease her anger. But unfortunately, that's the way that we sometimes act, because we forget that we're called to forgive the Jesus way. See, Peter's way was good. Seven times? But for Jesus, that was not complete enough. For Jesus, it was, you must really forgive. And Jesus is not saying you must forget those who hurt you. No, what Jesus is saying is, you must forgive from the heart. I love that last line in today's gospel. If you don't forgive from the heart, you're not really letting go. I don't know how many of you remember the story of Pete Peterson, but he was chosen as the U.S. ambassador to Vietnam in the 1990s. And at the press conference when he was announced as the new ambassador to Vietnam, everyone was kind of shocked because he had been a prisoner of war for 6 years in Vietnam, in that horrible place that they call the Hanoi Hilton, remember? Where they tortured people and treated them terribly. Well, this courageous man, this prisoner of war and a true national hero, was sent back as ambassador. And at that press conference, a few of the reporters said, how can you go back there after all that suffering, after all that pain? And you know what Pete Peterson said? He said, I left that prison in 1972 after 6 years of torture. They took away six of the best years of my youth. But when I left there in 1972, I really left there. All the pain, the suffering, all the things that were done to me stayed there. What he was saying is, he let it go. See, if we want to forgive and want to be forgiven the Jesus way, we must learn to let it go. If we don't let it go, we will never experience healing or forgiveness the Jesus way. What the scripture is calling us today as followers of Jesus is to remember that every time we forgive, we are being Christ-like. When the ego and pride get in the way, we're incapable of forgiving the Jesus way. When we're worried about payback or, oh, you know, I'll get back to them somehow, we're not forgiving the Jesus way. When we think we can only forgive those who have acted in a repentant way and have come to ask for forgiveness, we're not forgiving the Jesus way. The Jesus way holds no resentments. The Jesus way means letting go and really letting God. And it requires great spiritual effort. But it can be done by the grace of God. Almost daily, we say the very core teaching of how we should forgive and why we should forgive. Almost every day, we say the words of the Lord's Prayer, and maybe some of you several times a day, depending on what your prayer routine is like. But we say, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. In other words, we say to God, yes, grant us your forgiveness because we're ready to forgive others. Grant us your forgiveness, Lord, because we are a forgiving people. And we are a forgiving people because you have shown us the power of forgiveness. You've forgiven us. So we cannot say, forgive us our trespasses, Lord, as we forgive those who trespass against us, unless we really mean it. Forgiveness requires that we let go of the grudges, the resentment, the past hurts. And I'll tell you something about our humanity. There's something about our humanity that is universal, that we will all experience in this life, and maybe several times over. We will all be hurt, and we will all, knowingly or unknowingly, hurt others. Listen to me carefully. We will all be hurt, and we will all, knowingly or unknowingly, help hurt others and offend others. So if we want to be true followers of Jesus in this world, we must become professional forgivers. We must often practice forgiveness. And when we put forgiveness into action in our lives, when we forgive others and learn to really let go of those resentments of the past and let go of those hurts of the past, when we enter into that process of reconciliation and forgiveness, then we're beginning to understand what Jesus meant when he said, not 7 times, but 77 times. We forgive not because our emotions or our feelings tell us to forgive. We forgive in obedience to a loving and forgiving God who has taught us that we must forgive. And we must forgive from the heart. In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.